This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, we're solving the world's problems again. In a span of 5 minutes.
We got them. We solved them.
I tell you what. Bring us the government shutdown. We'll solve that too, right?
Well,
we'll not touch that.
I called Washington and told them to fire everybody.
Oh, gosh.
But I don't think they're going to follow up on that.
Probably not.
Because some of them haven't got enough money put away to retire, so they want to stay a while longer. But
big night tonight. St. Louis. They got it back to St. Louis.
Big night tonight, and I predicted earlier that if Pittsburgh was going to win it, they had to win it in Pittsburgh. They didn't, so I'm thinking the Cardinals will wrap them up tonight.
I tell you what, I've never seen a crowd more vivacious and lively than what Pittsburgh had the last two games. My word, they were out for...
You will see a crazy crowd tonight in St. Louis.
And then St. Louis is going to be hopping. You got Blues Blackhawks down the road at Scott Trade Center. You got the Cardinals Pirates at Busch. Parking's going to be at a premium.
Parking going to be a premium, and driving through St. Louis would be an experience.
Oh, absolutely. It always is. We have a good guest this week.
Yes, we do.
Don Lutz from the Montgomery County Recycling Program is our guest. Our conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know firsthand just how difficult the passing of a beloved family member can be. Losing a loved one is never easy, but there is a simple way to lift some of the burdens from your family. Come by Plummer Funeral Home and we'll help you make your final arrangements in advance. We'll record your choices and help you plan a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus, our guest this week from the Montgomery County Recycling Program. It's our friend Don Lutz. Don, welcome back, my friend. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me, Tobin. Good morning, Uncle Ralph.
Morning.
And we are here to talk about an upcoming electronics recycling drive.
Real quick. Tomorrow?
It's like tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow and Friday.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Okay. Well, since the state put on the ban of electronics or certain kind of electronics in our landfill, the county decided, hey, let's have a couple of drives a year, see if we can help our citizens out with their needs. And so in the last 4 years, it's just went gangbusters. So we have one in the spring and one in the fall. And it just so happens tomorrow and Friday, we are having our seventh electronics recycling drive.
That's hard to believe. Seven already?
I know. In 4 years, and we've had seven of them, and we have shipped out nearly 500,000 pounds of material, which is just fantastic.
That's incredible.
If you can imagine 26 semis going down the road, they'd be filled with Montgomery County's electronics.
Now, one thing you did differently this time than what you've done in the past is you've kind of kept, everyone knew it was coming. I think the villages, everyone knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. When? You didn't know when.
When?
You kind of kept this one not under tight-lipped security, but you kind of kept this on the down low for a while.
Well, and as things have been going, and, of course, we do our regular recycling. We have many drop-offs around the county. The reason we keep it on the down low a little bit is just to those people that kind of get excited and it's like, oh, I can't make that time or I don't know when it's going to be, might start dropping them off early. We just do not have the capacity to take all of that stuff on, or else we would have it, all the time. So that's why we only have two drives a year, and we wait until it's almost time to let everybody know when it's going to be, so then, they can bring it to us and not be dropping it off here and there, because we just do not have, the time and the capacity to hold it all. So
let's talk a little bit about what you're going to do the next 2 days. And if I'm a person that I have a TV that's shot craps or whatever, What kind of preparation do I have to make before I bring that to you, or is there any?
You know, there's really not. We have gotten all kinds of different electronics in different states. We've even gotten TVs without the TV, just the console part of it, you know. We are lucky to be paired with a Com2 recycling out of Carolstream that is able to recycle all avenues of what they get, which is really nice. So as far as any preparation, if you've got an old TV, a new TV, a TV that's missing parts or whatever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's working or not working. We're going to take it, and it's going to be destroyed.
Yeah. I was thinking more in terms of perhaps older, while we're on the TV, mm-hmm. older TV sets, big wooden cabinet and all mm-hmm. this. Now, just bring her in?
Bring her in. If you can load her, if you can bring her out, we've got the hands to unload it and that. So I do get a lot of questions from some people on other things, you know, even like your old radios and stuff like that mm-hmm. that may have batteries in it. Now, we don't take the batteries. You know, if you could take those out, which we would appreciate. We just take the VCR, the DVD, but no batteries, please. That would be the only preparation I would say, just to make sure your batteries are
that,
out of
that
there.
Includes cell phones. So, like, if you've
Correct.
Got an old cell phone that needs to be taken out, first and foremost, delete all the memory on the phone. I mean,
and here's the thing, too. When you come there, one of the things, questions we get is, what about the data? What about the data on my computer? You know, what do mm-hmm. I do? Now, if you have the capacity of being able to wipe that clean or drill in a hole in your hard drive or whatever, that's fine. But we also hand out data destruction sheets on site, Carolstream, how they tear those down. And if they have any other questions beyond what I could answer for them, the number's on there to call them, and they're more than helpful to let you know how that's going to be destroyed or shredded. So your data will not be, you know, shared with anybody, you know, be rest assured in that. But if you don't feel comfortable with that, please don't bring it out. You know, do something to destroy it on your own. Mm-hmm. But, you know, bring the rest of it. If you don't want the hard drive, keep your hard drive and bring out the rest of your tower or whatever.
So. And this is a tremendous way, because Dawn, you and I have talked about yeah. this over the past, electronics and how much this has changed. The game has changed
right.
quite a bit. If you've got an old Palm Pilot, if you've got a printer that, let's say, didn't survive the last computer upgrade
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
you need to get rid of, because those things take up a lot of space.
Absolutely.
Whether you realize it or not, they do.
Right.
This gives you an opportunity to
yes.
get rid of it.
Yes.
And take it away.
I mean, I get calls every single day. Can I bring you this? Can I bring you that? I've got this sitting in the back for like the last 20 years. Bring it on out. If it's got a cord, is, you know, one rule of thumb, we don't want anything free on base. So no air conditioners, no refrigerators, you know, no large white good appliances. We will take microwaves, though. You know, those have the compatibility of being tore down and reclaimed a lot of the materials out of that. You know, just a real quick, I'll just go down the list of things that they have banned from the landfill. But beyond that, you know, if you don't hear what I'm, you know, going to announce right now, give me a call, you know, and I'll be glad to let you know if you can bring it out. And I'll tell you some of the things that we've been asked and that. But here's some of the things that are going to be that are banned from the landfill. Televisions, obviously, monitors, printers, computers, electronic keyboards, facsimile machines, video cassette recorders, portable digital music players, digital video disc players, video game consoles, small-scale servers, scanners, electronic mice, digital converter boxes, cable receivers, satellite receivers, and digital video disc recorders. Now, a lot of those have a lot of fancy names, and you break them down, it's like radios, VCRs, DVD players, you know. But some of the other questions I get, what about my vacuum, you know? What if I don't want to throw it in the landfill? It may not have any harmful components in it, but, you know, can I bring that out to you? Absolutely. As mm-hmm. long as you leave the bag out of it, I don't want the bag, you know, and that. But it's got a cord and that, and they have the opportunity to, you know, recycle that plastic, recycle that metal, and that. So, which is fantastic.
Are you surprised how well these drives have been received?
You know, I really am, because I would have thought as we start going and things get more streamlined and stuff, smaller, you know how technology goes, that we would have seen, you know, less pounds and that. But no. In matter of fact, our last one in this last spring, in April, was the second biggest one we've had yet, 85 thousand pounds. The biggest one we had was our first drive was like 96,000, almost 100,000 pounds of of electronics. I look for this one here, you know, because it we were lucky enough that IEPA put out some grants for coordinators, recycling coordinators, and that to put out flyers and stuff about what's been banned. So we were able to put out when our next drive was coming up. So it's been pretty well publicized, you know, and WSMI has been fantastic about letting us be on here and put that out. So I really see, because I get calls every single day, that this is going to be probably one of our bigger ones, and I'll be, you know, be grateful to get all that information to you and let you know how we did and stuff after our drive, you know, and stuff. But like I said, we tried it one time on a Saturday, which I understand not everybody can get there. It's tomorrow from noon to 5, and it's Friday from 8 to 3. We did it on a Saturday, and it's just such a taxing thing to do for everybody that we have on hand. It's just boom, 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 boom. There's no break. There's no rest, and it is just wearing. The 2 days that we have at least gives us a breather. It gives us a chance, you know, to get in there and get everything, too, you know, at the same time. So if we're not getting you covered, trust me, we're going to have another one in April. We'll let you know and as soon as we possibly can.
And of course, this is a way that not having it on Saturday helps you put it on the business side of things, avoid paying overtime, and keeping Mr. Gasparich off your phone about
absolutely.
Why is this? You know.
But no, that is another thing that we have to look at, you know, and stuff. You know, we don't have all of the resources and stuff to be lax in letting us on a Saturday, you know, just do a lot of overtime or, you know, and have everybody there. So this is a good avenue. The guys that we have on hand and the extra helpers we have on hand are fantastic. And I have people say, okay, so is there going to be anybody there to unload? Absolutely. We have three different positions. We have the one out front drive right by the road that we have people come around. We have them offloaded right there. Or if you have truck loads or trailer loads, we back them up into the warehouse. We unload them real quick. We even have our communities, our smaller communities that's done this in the past, like Raymond and Coffeen. And I believe Taylor Springs is going to be doing it this year. And Farmersville's done it, where they will bring a dump truck load and we'll offload them from our dock and stuff and get them out of there and send them on their way. So, you know, there's all different types of avenues to help collect all of this.
And I think you've, excuse me, I think you've had the opportunity to have some people from the county who are the court has deemed that they need to do some public service and stuff. Haven't you had some of those young men come out and help?
Absolutely. We do, you know, and throughout the year, actually. And we've got a great coordinator who helps do that, Rice Phillips. He helps keep all them young people and older people coming out there. So we have a few people going to help us with that this year. Every day, actually, he'll get us some people out there, which has been fantastic. Really helps, you know, cut down on the load, our labor load and stuff. So
I'm sure while we're talking about recycling and stuff, the question is proposed to you numerous times. Okay, what do I do with my refrigerator or my air conditioner?
You know, and that's a really good question. And luckily enough, we do have other avenues in the county. You know, there's a lot of people that will pick up your scrap material like that. And, of course, you know, the salvage yards, different salvage yards. I believe there's three, you know, in or near the county, you know, like Mullins or Coleman's or even the recycling one out on 185 near Van Buren'sburg. And that give them a call in and see what you need to do there. Please don't bring it out to the recycling center. You do, you know, we might have to call somebody scrap that baby. But that's fairly large, and we're talking about a little smaller scale. You know, we will take your big screen TVs, but please no refrigerators. But yes, if you need to call those salvage yards and stuff, that's what they deal with. And they'd be glad to have, I'm sure, your refrigerator and that, and they'd be glad to tell you how to deal with it.
Because you said earlier you're dealing with the Freon components there, and you don't want to mess with that.
No, that's part of what we don't do. We're not going to deal with the household hazardous waste type of stuff in that. And speaking of which, I believe there's one coming up October 19th in Nokomis City Hall. You know, they're going to be putting that one on, so that's going to be fantastic. Give them a call and find out, you know, what they need to be bringing there. So the state, you know, did away with those for quite a while and stuff, so I think that's going to be a fantastic avenue. I get people calling me all the day. Where do I do with my paints? What do I do with my batteries? What do I do? You know, and I don't like to tell them I don't know. So, you know, we like to try and have as many answers we can ready for them whenever they do call. So.
Let's switch hats a little bit here.
Okay.
The recycling program in Montgomery County, is it pretty much set the way you would like it to be? Yeah. Or are there some towns that you'd like, you know, man, I wish I would have a drop off here or
yes.
some things here?
Yeah, and actually, you know, there's a couple of towns I'm looking at, you know, that I really would like to incorporate. Like Fillmore, it sits out there by itself and stuff. And I know they would love to have some recycling avenue, and that because currently they take caffeine or they take it in a coma. You know, I've talked to them a little bit. Another one like Taylor Springs, you know. I mean, it's hooked to Hillsborough and everything, but, you know, it's still pretty
That's
far
surprising.
Away.
Taylor Springs doesn't have a drop off.
Right. And these are just other places that I'm going to be, you know, talking to some more people. Of course, you know, we've got to get some other things kind of figured out. But as far as, you know, where I see this, our current recycling process going, we have a good process. It's fantastic. I would love to see someday in the future down the road, maybe, you know, getting some of our waste haulers to have curbside mm-hmm. available. You know, the only problem is with that, it's a single stream type of operation, and we do where we just source separate everything. You know, you get a better bang for your buck, and that's, you know, that really helps out. In order to do something like that, though, we'd have to have a recycling transfer station. But that's a whole nother area and a whole nother ball game to talk about.
And M-O-N-E-Y.
Absolutely, period.
some guy says that once in a while,
I think
he?
Someone does, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the game. You guys have done a tremendous job about living within the
yes.
means and,
yeah,
you
the county board has been fantastic, you know, getting us what we need, how we need it, when we need it, and that. And I think we've stretched to the part where now it's like, okay, now where are we going to get other sources from, mm-hmm. you know? And I think the county, Montgomery County, has been fantastic about recycling. I would love to put a shout-out for those that are not currently recycling. Please, you know, talk to us, come look at our operation and that. It is the future. I mean, it currently is the present. It is the future. It's going bigger and bigger, as you see. It may be someday down the road, it's going to be where you're going to have to recycle, not that you want to.
With the electronics recycling drive, which will be coming up tomorrow and Friday,
mm-hmm.
If this gets too big, so right now it's at the Hillsborough Recycling Center, which
Correct.
Is a wonderful facility that you have out there
right.
By the sports complex. Don't take the country club exit because you won't get there. Take the other one.
Yeah.
Is there a chance to maybe expand this? And I know Litchfield
Mm-hmm.
it's got a pretty nice facility. Maybe expand it towards there, or is there room,
you know,
to expand?
As far as expansion, I mean, it'll as it grows and stuff, we'll have to make those adjustments. I mean, I have looked at the Litchfield facility. The only problems I have is I'm going to have to take everything from forklifts to all of our collection containers, everything there. Now, Litchfield is probably half the size I need it to be in order to get as much truckloads of stuff as we
okay.
get. Could we possibly have just a couple-hour drive here? You know, that might be things that we're looking at. Okay, we have a couple-hour drive here in Nokomis or a couple-hour drive here in Litchfield. You know, something where it's limited,
mm-hmm.
where we could only take just so much and then, you know, incorporate it and come back and do it there at our facility and stuff. But that's the one thing that we've had the problem with. We need the forklift, all of our containers, and then you're talking about labor and time getting it all over there and
right.
setting it up. And currently everything's right there at the Hillsborough facility. So it's not like we're trying to leave anybody out. Mm-hmm. It just works better at this time.
And the Litchfield facility, I guess that's going that's going strong. I mean, you had a streak of bad luck over at that facility.
And let's just hope it stays that way and stuff. But, yes, it has been going fantastic. One little new addition we had some fire alarms put in there, so that's great. So if for some reason, you know, another fire
You've added,
should
what,
happen.
Security cameras out there?
Security cameras are out there. It is posted that, you know, being watched. I've seen a few little kids running around there, you know,
right,
and
right.
stuff. But, I mean, people are pretty good about saying that.
And then the Litchfield Police Department, aren't they helping out, making sure that place is open and locked?
They have been superb, yes. They open at 5:30 in the morning and close at about 9:30 at night, 10 o'clock, you know, whenever they can get to it as soon as they can. But they have been fantastic, and I really, really appreciate them.
And recycling, let's face it, folks, it's here, and it's only going to become maybe a problem is a bad word, but it is going to be a problem because we're going to see more and more electronics and stuff that people are going to want to recycle when it wears out. And so the problem is here, and it's going to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, 26 semi-loads. Could you imagine that going on our landfill?
Mm.
Not anymore.
Mm-mm. No.
And after these couple of days, I'm assuming we're going to see another five of those.
And I'll tell you another thing. You talk about 26 semis loads, it's eliminated several loads along my country road.
That's good.
I mean, you want to see the impact of like the landfills?
Yes.
Next time you drive to St. Louis, mm-hmm. take a look to the right when you get right before that racetrack.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah.
About that behemoth. I actually had to laugh the other day. My wife and I went to a Blues game and a Rams game. We spent a weekend in St. Louis. And we actually saw a couple pull off the interstate and take a picture of that. I don't know if they thought that was the Cahokia Mounds or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe they thought it was Molehill.
Probably. But take a look at that.
Yes.
And how much trash goes into that landfill.
Oh, yeah.
And compare the size about how big that structure has gotten from 5-10 years ago to what it is now. It's night and day difference.
Yeah, if we were a metro area and stuff, just our Litchfield landfill here, you'd be able to see it'd be a hill sitting up above the treetops and stuff.
Yeah.
That is just amazing to see something that huge. So you can just imagine if there was no recycling whatsoever and that, how much bigger that would be.
Well, let's face it, we live in a throwaway world.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. And you know, the one thing that I've noticed more and more too is just the collection of trash along with us. It just bothers me.
It does.
It really bothers me, the non-caring, sometimes attitude, which I'm really, like Rice Phillips, like I said, he does that coordination with the community service workers and stuff, and they've been out cleaning up the ditches and the highways, and which has been a fantastic avenue. So, Montgomery County is at least trying to do their part to keep our community clean, and kudos to everybody that does the electronics recycling and the regular recycling. I really appreciate everybody's help on that.
Dawn, it's always a pleasure having you here. We're running short on time here. Once again, give us the times for the recycling center. We've established it's going to be tomorrow and Friday.
Yes.
Give us the times again, once again.
That is the 10th and the 11th. And on Thursday the 10th, which is tomorrow, it'll be from noon to 5. And on Friday the 11th, it'll be from 8 to 3 at the Hillsborough Recycling Facility at 506 Corporate Drive next to the Sports Complex. If you're not sure how to get there, give me a call. My phone number, 532-2088.
And anyone with information can call that same number
Absolutely.
As well. Dawn, thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it.